We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back on a Football Friday. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in just 1 second. Tim Tebow's getting married, Ike.
Yeah!
Former Miss Universe, a South African native. Her name is Demi Lee Nell Peters, a double hyphen.
Oh, yeah, she's a cutie.
Yeah. Yeah, she's nice. What do you think Tim Tebow's like? I've interviewed him, and not that I spent a lot of time with him, but and I saw him afterwards. Mm-hmm. But Tim Tebow's story is that I was at it was a Maxwell Club Awards, and I was in this, I don't know, like not private party, but in this area where it wasn't like Tim Tebow was there, so they weren't going to let everybody in there. Mm-hmm. And I was in a bathroom that, not like a men's and a women's room. You close the door behind you, individual bathrooms. And you know, if you're like going to the bathroom, you can feel somebody that's like trying to open the door. You can hear the lock or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I finish up and wash my hands, where I go out, and Tebow has his head up against the wall, and he's like 3/4 asleep waiting for me to get out. And I was like, yo, dude.
Yeah.
It's free. And he's like, oh, hey, man. Hey, thanks. And he went into the bathroom or whatever. So that's my Tim Tebow story.
Really?
Yep.
See? Yeah. My Bradley Cooper, Tim mm-hmm. Tebow, mm-hmm. in the bathroom. It happened.
Yeah, that's where you
my Bradley Cooper story in the bathroom.
All right, so injury report.
Stuff happens.
Friday injury report's out, Ike.
Okay. Where we at?
The only person out is Carson. So Carson Wentz will not be backing up or anything close to it. He's officially listed as out.
Okay.
Of the questionable players, I would say the one surprise is Sidney Jones, because Doug talked about there is a possibility he plays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the possibility of him playing is what? As the fourth corner?
Oh, I'm sure. Dude, he is the third corner.
In front of Cravon LeBlanc?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that should never happen.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Well, I mean,
that's Jim Schwartz's boy.
The second round pick.
Yeah, but you don't have the luxury right now of being like, well, he's the second round pick and we got to put him out there. You're two games away from winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or getting the Super Bowl.
If he's healthy and he's not a better option than Cravon LeBlanc, we got a problem.
We have a problem then, because he's not.
Well, I mean, if he's healthy and he's ready to go.
Here's what I'm saying.
Well, it went so well the last time Sidney Jones played against the Saints.
No, all I'm saying, it didn't go well for anybody back there.
Anybody else remember that?
They game-planned against them.
Yeah, no, I do remember that. All I'm saying is that if you can't get a second-round draft pick on the field when he's fully healthy at one of these defensive back spots, that's an issue.
Oh, it's an issue.
He's been in the defense for 2 years, so I don't want to hear he needs to be caught up. He's been in the defense longer than Cravon LeBlanc. So it's not about him knowing the defense. If you don't have confidence to put him out there, that's an issue.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, you're not the coach,
Jim Schwartz.
I understand you. I'm talking about Jim.
I don't know if he does.
We're going to see.
We will see. I'll say this about him. Next year, start the season, he has to be a guy out there that's playing, because you drafted him in the second round. He would have been a first-round pick if there wasn't for the injury. You have to find out about him. You have to give him a fair chance.
Yeah.
This year, with the injuries and the problems he's had with the hamstrings, you put him out there, he's going to be off the field hobbling around,
gimping
around. He's done it. That's all he's done.
I know that. Listen, when you lose this game and Cravon LeBlanc is out there getting exposed and Sidney Jones is standing over there fully dressed in a uniform and he's not playing, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Well, that wouldn't happen to Cravon. Let's not be silly. At Mark's Reese WIP, put it up, Ben. If Sidney Jones is healthy, who should play on Sunday? Cravon LeBlanc or Sidney Jones? At Mark's Reese WIP.
I don't really care, honestly. Yeah, let me know when Cravon makes an interception or something.
You're mean.
Not mean.
He's been playing well.
Yeah, because there's low expectations.
No, because he's been playing
well. No, because there's low expectations.
Okay, that's part of it.
No, that's a big part of it.
That's part of it. He's shown more in his games playing the last couple of weeks than Sidney Jones has shown in his entire career in the NFL.
You're making it about that. I'm not. I don't care. All I said is that the guy is healthy and he doesn't play, it's an issue.
We agree on that.
That's what I said. Well, then we agree.
We agree on that.
We agree.
All right, back to the phones. Ori in Center City. Hi, Ori.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
Ori.
Doing wonderful.
All right.
Really enjoy listening to your show. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I got one word to say about this game coming up this week.
All right.
Momentum.
Okay.
You can, you can go further than the one the yarn explained.
Yeah.
Well, an object in motion stays in motion, right? So I'm not going to go out and say that we are a better team than the Saints. I don't think we are, but
right now they are.
We did beat the Rams. We beat the Texans, a couple good teams, and we blew out the Redskins. So right now, coming into this game, we have a lot of momentum.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I feel good about that.
I'm extremely excited to see this game come up. And as far as playing the Cowboys, I would absolutely love for the Eagles to blow out the Cowboys in the NFC Championship
but
game.
But are you rooting for the Cowboys to win this week?
Absolutely.
You are. Wow.
Absolutely. I would love to blow them out in the NFC Championship game.
Well, I would love to as well, but I'm not rooting for them on Saturday, that's for sure. Right. Exactly, Howie. What would Howie say about it? Would he be able to give a pick? Is there a...
Here we go.
We have Mike, West Philly. What's up, Mikey? I'm sorry, I just said Tyler. Mike in West Philly, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, guys, can you hear me? This is Mike.
I got you, Mike.
What up, Mike?
How are you?
Hey, Ike, Mark, listen. You know, that Cowboys guy really threw me off. Before I get, I really believe the Eagles are going to win. But, they're my team. All right, that's one factor. Yeah, I'm hoping they're going to win. But the reason why I really, truly believe they're going to win is the playoff factor. The Eagles have that mindset playoff, we can do it attitude. And I think it showed when Foles hit the field against Chicago and he moved that ball in the very beginning of the game, the very first quarter. And we got to do that against the Saints to quiet that stadium down. But something else threw me a curve when that Dallas guy came on the phone. I don't want the Eagles to play Dallas because if we play Dallas, that means we only have 11 players on the field versus 12 because you've got two officials that are going to be calling that game for Dallas.
That's a good point.
I mean, there was two dirty calls, the bad calls that they called in that game. One, the fumble in the very beginning of the game, and they called pass interference on our new tight end, Gadara.
Him too.
Bad calls. I mean, I'm sorry. I think the officiating was paid off. I know you know Harry Gamble.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You knew Harry Gamble. Right. I think he passed off last year. He passed away. Mm-hmm. But when he left the Eagles, he went to work for the NFL, which levied fines on players. Now, does the NFL have a grade for these officiating who make bad calls?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they do, we should know about it.
They certainly do. I don't know if it's public information with what the grades are. I don't know if they put grades out on officials, or if there's somewhere you can go to find how these officials are being graded out, but they certainly are.
It's not public, but occasionally, and I don't know the rhyme or reason why the NFL will come out, but occasionally they will come out and say that the wrong call was made.
Right.
I don't think they did. They certainly didn't do that in the Eagles-Cowboys game on that opening kickoff, because they're ultimately the ones that decided where it should go. Any replay, New York is making ultimately the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keep that in mind. That's not being made by the referee on the field.
The officials on the field.
No, they're discussing it with Al Riveron and whoever back at the league offices.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the guys that get the chance to work in the postseason are the ones who typically grade out fairly well in the regular season.
Right, exactly.
You're looking at 16 games a week. So everybody doesn't make it into the postseason.
No.
So, and it dwindles down as you get closer to the Super Bowl. Then I believe they pick their all-star lineup.
The best guys.
The best guys for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, that's how they do it. So there is a, they do get graded on their games.
Let's go to Tyler, Northeast Philly. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
What up, Tyler?
Good. Let me. The two factors of why the Eagles are going to win Sunday. They're going to be doing what the Cowboys did when they beat the Saints and what they've been doing since Nick Foles has been the quarterback of this team. They're going to win the game of time of possession. They're going to give our defense a break, so when our defense does get on the field, they're not gassed, and they're going to make some plays. That's what I believe.
Okay. I like that.
Also, I don't know why everyone's saying we want to play Dallas. It's like we're forgetting that the last two times we played in L.A., it's been a home game for us.
Right.
Why is no one saying that? Let's go back to L.A. Let's have a home game in L.A. Let's beat the Rams again. And let's go to the Super Bowl, man. I don't see it. I see a home game in L.A. Why would we lose that opportunity? You got to root for the Rams this weekend. You have to.
Yes, sir, Tyler.
There you go. Yeah. I agree. Well, I don't even get to that point with it. I just can't. I want the Cowboys as dead and done. It's not like you're rooting for the Cowboys because you get a home. Like if you get a home field.
It doesn't benefit me.
No.
Right. You're exactly right. That's the only reason the Cowboys are rooting for the Eagles, because they would get home field advantage.
Right.
That's the only way I would be rooting for the Cowboys.
Right. Yeah, no, there's way too much to lose by the Cowboys winning.
Yeah, why do I want to keep them around?
No.
Yeah, to risk losing to them in the NFC Championship game and having them beat us to go to the Super Bowl. See, we just assume it's going to happen the other way around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm looking at it as, no, we've lost to this team twice.
You could lose to either team.
Of course.
The Cowboys, I would think, Ike, maybe a better matchup from the Cowboys standpoint.
Sometimes some teams just match up better against you.
And they do.
Yeah.
Their defense matches up well against the Eagles' offense.
Yep. Yeah.
They do. That's what the first two matchups have shown. I know this is a different team right now, but the Rams, and you have to be careful what you wish for. Because with Gurley in that offense, but like you had said with Jared Goff, I'll take my chances with Jared Goff in a non-home field advantage, huge stadium where the Eagles have already shown they can play well and score points.
Right. I agree.
All right. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. 86% want Cravon LeBlanc.
Cravon.
Or Crevion Bell just a couple weeks ago. 54% say they would rather play the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. Oh, my God. And 61% admit that they're picking the Eagles to win because they're Eagles fans, not because they really believe that is likely to happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.